Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
This is TripleYourClients.com with your host, Andy Brown.
Find, subscribe, and listen.
Expert marketing advice to triple your clients today.
Now you can start listening.
Welcome to episode 57 of TripleYourClients.com podcast. My name's Andy Brown, and as ever, it's a sheer pleasure from here in St. Andrews, Scotland, to give you the latest and greatest news on AdWords, tactics and strategies and know-how that I can pass on so you can get yourselves a very good return on investment. Each week we talk about a different topic related to Google AdWords. Last week we talked about remarketing. This week we're going to talk about the Google Display Network. Now, if we look at Google AdWords, there's two different networks. One is a search network and one is a display network. Let's just start by talking about the search network to begin with. It's the most popular, and that's Google Search, i.e. when you go to Google and you search on anything under the sun. And the second part of that search network are the other sites, for example, Google Maps, shopping, and also their partner sites. For instance, AOL, America Online, is one of their partners. Google don't actually publicly display all their partner websites because some of them come and go. But they typically are brands that you recognize, and they do convert very, very well. You do, though, have the option of turning off the partner website, so you're only appearing on Google, google.com or google.co.uk, and maps and shopping. So the search network is a network that helps you reach customers actively searching for your specific product or service. So definitely a good place to start when you're using AdWords. But you also need to know about the display network, which is the whole point of today's show. And display network is a little bit more involved and takes a lot longer to explain. And that's why I need to dedicate a whole show to it. And like I say, it can be responsible for someone wasting a lot of money, because when you first start AdWords, you decide to click on what campaigns you're going to use. And you just by default click on search and display. And actually, that's unfortunate, because the display network might send you a lot of untargeted traffic. And really, when you start, you just want to be testing out on your search network. And if you have some campaigns running at the moment and they're targeted towards your search and display network, I would recommend splitting them out. So you've got two campaigns, one for search and one for display. But that's something you can do maybe in the future. And also, just be mindful that when you do split out different campaigns, it just gives you a lot more control over the different budgets you can apply to each. So it is better to start splitting things out into campaigns, whether it is due to them being on different networks, i.e. the display network, or if you want to base it on different types of words that people are searching on. So let's just talk about the display network. What is it? Well, it's a collection of different websites. You have Google Finance, Gmail, Blogger, YouTube, then you've got millions of partner websites, and then you've got lots and lots of mobile sites and apps. It's millions of websites. I mentioned YouTube there. You can have your ads displayed before the video stream, during it, after it. It can be an overlay on a video, a text ad on top of video, or it can appear within the actual YouTube page that's embedding your video. So there's a lot to consider there. And that's why for YouTube advertising, we'll be using another show just to dedicate ourselves just to the topic of advertising on YouTube. Probably actually in truth be a number of different shows, because it does get quite involved. But YouTube is part of the display network. And if you want to get yourselves on YouTube as an advert, then you need to go within Google AdWords and then the display network, and then you'll find the option for YouTube. Now, also I mentioned millions of partner websites. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, if you can imagine you have a successful blog, or you might have a newspaper website and you want to monetize that, then one way of doing that is signing up for a couple of different programs, be it Google AdSense or DoubleClick Ad Exchange. When you sign up to these websites and you say, yes, I would like to make money with my blog by displaying ads, they will give you a piece of code that you put on your website. And that means that your blog or your news site will display ads. And actually, when someone clicks on that ad, Google will take a cut and you'll also get a commission. And you as a business pay for both of those. But if you've done your research right and you're targeting right, it's a beneficial thing to do for your business. So there's a lot of websites that make up this whole collection that we call the display network. And what we're looking for is ads that are matched to the content on a given website or app. And by doing that, it's possible to reach a wide range of customers with many, many broad interests, or maybe you want to be a lot more selective because you've got a narrow funnel of different interests related to your products and services, or you might want to build brand awareness. So you might want to appear on lots of these websites, but maybe just within your county or your town. Just depends what you're trying to do. There's a lot of flexibility and opportunity within the display network, which I'll try and explain within this show and give you some ideas to go away and consider. So what do the ads look like? Well, they can be in text format. They can be images. So it could be a static or animated image. It can be video, or which can be your own video. You can create video with AdWords or within a new function within AdWords called AdWords Ad Gallery, and also something called rich media ads. And rich media ads are effectively flash animated ads, which is a mix of text and animated content. And again, you can use the AdWords Ad Gallery. So within AdWords, Google are they're reaching out and they're saying, look, if you can't afford a design agency to create your content, your rich content, your videos or images, we're going to help you by giving you this tool called AdWords Ad Gallery. So if you haven't had a look at that, then definitely check it out. It gives you a lot of, like I say, functionality to design the different ads that you want to appear on all these different websites that we call the display network. So once we've decided we want our ad to display within the display network, we have different ways of choosing specifically how we're going to display that ad, because we can't just go in there and say, yes, I want to display on the display network and leave it at that, because we will just get lots and lots of untargeted traffic and it'll be a waste of money. So I'm going to go into a little bit of detail now, talk about the six different ways that you can really target the audience that you're going to get to your website through these ads. So there's different ways of targeting. There's six different ways. And the first way is called contextually targeting. And that is very simple. That's where you add keywords within the boxes they give you in AdWords related to your product or service or business. And that will determine the different websites that your ad will be shown on. And you can obviously refine that as you go. And the idea is to just put in words that relate to your business or service. It's nothing more than that. It's almost like the basic way of doing it. The next way is to basically manually select specific topics. And if you go into this part of the display network settings, you'll see lots of options. So for example, you've got arts and entertainment, autos and vehicles, travel, world localities. There's a whole bunch of different topics you can choose from, and you try and obviously find one that matches your products and services. For example, for me, if I was advertising, there's one called business and industries, and from within there I can click on advertising and marketing, and then I can drop down to marketing, or I could drop down from advertising and marketing to sales and decide. If I click those options, then I allow Google to display my ads on the websites that they believe match that topic. So you'd like to think that, and they do have a lot of good websites that relate to those topics. And away you go. Those ads will be displayed on those topics. And obviously you're deciding within a location. So it's not every single business website in the world, unless you've got a product that is relevant to everyone in the world. But if you have someone, for instance, in the UK and they're in London and they're advertising to a certain radius, maybe 10 or 20 miles outside their postcode in London, then they can determine that their ad's going to be displayed on all the business websites that are being reviewed, read within 20 or 10 miles, whatever they're setting the radius to. So there's a lot of choice there. You can, and it makes sense for a lot of people just to determine what topics relate to their business and tick those, and then run a campaign for a few days and just see what the outcome is. Look at the quality of traffic. You can also get down to manually being specific in terms of the placement of your ads, and it's called placement targeting. So you're basically, it gets down to hand picking the actual websites the ads are going to appear on. And you can go one step further and you can select the specific pages the website's going to be appearing on. So that's quite a good thing to do. I do it a lot with my clients. So for example, if I got someone that sells a product which relates to parenting or babies, I could easily advertise on Mumsnet, the very popular website Mumsnet. Equally, I'm a golfer. I'm up here in St Andrews. And if I was working with a golf-related company and they wanted their ads to appear on the PGA.com or the PGAtour.com or SportsIllustrated.com, these major websites that relate to golf, then I could do that very easily by using the specific placements feature within the display network. And also for local markets up here in Fife in Scotland, particularly in St Andrews, if we wanted to do more brand awareness, we could advertise on the courier.co.uk or fivetoday.co.uk. These are newspaper websites that want to monetize their content and want ads display within their websites related to their newspapers as such. And so you have the opportunity to reach out to a local market. And that's the case of any town within the UK or even the world. If you want to do a little bit of a brand exercise, and you're actually already maybe advertising in magazines or, you know, posters or leaflet drops within a certain postcode, you might think, well, let's also advertise in AdWords and do a similar thing by reaching out to local newspapers that already have a website that are accepting Google Ads. So that's a very powerful feature. The fourth one is remarketing, and that was featured in episode 56. So I won't go into too much detail there. It is basically comes down to marketing to people who already visit your website. And if you want to set that up, you do that within display network. And like I say, if you want to know a little bit more about that, please listen to episode 56. The fifth one is interest marketing. This is where you select a specific interest category. And you just got to consider what your customers, you know, visit, the types of sites they visit. And the breakdown of interest categories are as follows. Some of the examples here are family focused, foodies, gamers, avid investors, business professionals, music lovers, pet lovers, sports fans. So again, you could be a pet shop within your community, within your town, and you think, well, what can I do? Who should I reach out to? You could easily go into the display network settings, choose interest targeting, click on pet lovers, and allow Google Display Network to do the rest. And then obviously review it a few days later to see whether the ads are displaying on the right sorts of websites. But it's a very easy way to get off running and displaying your ads in front of the right people. The sixth option is what they call the demographics targeting. It's not as powerful as, for instance, Facebook advertising, if you're used to the demographics within there, where you can break it down into the schooling and other factors. But you can, within Google AdWords, select male, female, different age ranges, so 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 56 to 64, and over 65, and also whether you're a parent or not. There are not many options there, really, when, like I say, you compare it to some of the other networks, but at least it's in there so that you can actually combine it with some of the other topics I've spoken about, or the features. So, for instance, you might be, again, decided that your demographic, okay, is going to give you people that are pet lovers, but then you might want it to be female at a certain age. So you can combine them. And also you can go back to what I mentioned at the start, contextually targeting, and you can start choosing specific words related to pets. So all of these six different features can be combined together to give you some very accurate targeting within the display network. So I'll just run through them again. You've got the contextually targeting aspect, where you actually enter keywords. That's kind of basic, but at least you know exactly the types of websites you want your ads to display on. You control that. If you put in a specific word, you're trusting that Google will display a website that relates to that content. If it doesn't, you're going to have to go in and exclude it. But you need to run the campaign for, like I say, a day or two just to work out what websites Google is going to determine fit the keywords that you add to it. Number two, you got where you manually select specific topics. So we have the arts and entertainment, autos and vehicles, that kind of thing. And I talked about my example there with business. And then number three is manually selecting specific placements. And that can be, like I said before, the courier.co.uk or 5today.co.uk if you're a business here in St. Andrews. And there you're going to select specific placements, but you can also do automatic ones. Can be a bit risky, that, because you're letting Google decide exactly what websites they're going to display the ads on. But if you get the targeting right, you can go back a day or two later, get rid of the ones that are not as targeted as you like, and then keep the good ones. So you just got to be on the ball there. You can't just let it run and not come back. You do need to review it every day or half day just to make sure that you're not wasting budget and just refining it as you go. Fourth was remarketing. Please go back to episode 56 for all the detail on remarketing. And interest targeting was number five. So we had the family focused, foodies, gamies. There's lots more. You know, I've only got given you a few examples there. There's bound to be one that covers the type of service you offer, and it's a good way to get involved on the display network. And six was the demographics targeting. So there's a lot going on there. When I talk about display network, you kind of can just think it's a few websites out there, and then you don't really know how you're going to target. But Google over the years have given you the tools to really define which ones are relevant to your product and service. And they didn't all happen back in 2004. They've come on as the whole market has got more and more sophisticated. So if you haven't visited your AdWords account for some time, you might be surprised at some of the new functionality within it. Going forward, obviously, once we're setting up these display networks, advertising campaigns, we do need to talk about setting bids and budgets and using the performance tools within AdWords to evaluate and manage the success of your ads. That is all for another show, I promise you, because there's a lot involved, how you set your bids and your budgets and the different tools you use. I can't go over it in this show. This show's getting on to 17, 18 minutes now. But hopefully that's given you a very good idea what I mean by display network. If you're already running on it, then please go back into your settings and determine whether you're making the best use of it. If you've got a couple of campaigns where your ads are displaying on search and display, I do recommend splitting them out into search and display. And if you haven't even considered the display network and you do have some spare budget, then definitely set up a small campaign and do a little bit of testing, and you could be surprised by the results you get. It is a competitive advantage when you use a bit of time to look into the opportunities that it affords you. So thank you very much for listening. Until next time, take care and good luck with your AdWords campaigns.
Have you ever wished you had more visitors to your business website, where you switch a button and instantly benefit from a steady, consistent stream of new potential clients and customers? One such proven way to do this is by using Google AdWords. Unfortunately, many businesses fail to take advantage of this opportunity, make huge mistakes, and waste their marketing budget. This is why I recommend you head over to tripleyourclients.com and grab Andy's free 44-page report on the 17 ways to maximize your Google AdWords ROI today. Simply enter your name and email on the homepage to have full access to Andy's special report within seconds.